This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, the famous, so famous, Mike Bassick, and Alec Medford. We will try to keep things civil today. Let's start.
I'm going to be an antagonist.
We were civil. Our show was the most civilized.
That is true.
Like Walter Pennington. Sir Walter Pennington.
Who would have guessed? All right. So we're going to start with the next phase of NFL overreaction or reality. Are you guys ready?
Oh, man.
Say no. And then let's see that what is,
I'm not sure if I'm ready or not because... You know, it's been raining, and there's just lots of things going on.
We're not
on,
ready,
Kevin.
Go to break.
Yep.
Alec, I warned you this could happen yesterday. I am prepared. Are you ready for overreaction or reality?
Which side are you on?
You should pick the right side, Alec. There's a reason producers keep going away. You know what I'm saying?
Telling them who to vote for in November?
No. By the way. Never mind.
Yeah,
I won't
tell
him. He
did say the right, so that's interesting. Hold on. Well, I don't know. Let's ask the Twitch, man. The Twitch is always usually really responsive on this. Do they want us to be prepared? Do they want us to kind of do, I don't
hey,
know.
Twitch, I might need you to answer these questions, all right? Or the Fantex, Franklin Frankly, injury attorney, Fantex, 877-881-1053. All right, I'm going to give it a shot. I don't know if you guys are ready or not, but we're going to give it a shot. NFL overreaction or reality, the Packers will leapfrog the Lions in the NFC North.
I don't think that's reality.
Of course you don't.
Yeah, of course I don't, because I feel like the Detroit Lions are, they added to an already good team that made it to that championship last year. And I don't think that last year's, like that wasn't a fluke, like the Rangers World Series. That wasn't a fluke at all. They were a good offense. They knew their defense wasn't good most of the season. They had holes that were problems for them. And then they get to that point and that defense becomes that problem for them. So they go out this year and fix it. Now the Packers continue to grow the way that they are, but I just don't think they're quite there yet. So I think that the Lions still have that. By the way, somebody said, nah, it's raining. This is from Baseball Jesus. It's raining. Goof off, Mike and Corey. So there you go. That's a Twitch.
Another
Thanks,
person
Twitch.
Said they're going to Kenny and Quinlan's funeral, so we need to bring the heat.
Okay.
Out of respect for Kenny.
I'm going to ask questions back
on
this question.
Great.
Who has the better defense, Detroit or Green Bay?
Detroit.
All right, who has the better weapons for their quarterback, Detroit or Green Bay?
I would probably argue Detroit as well.
I'm with you on those. I don't think they're far off.
Who has the better quarterback?
I think Green Bay.
Okay, and that's why I was curious. But yeah. I'm inclined...
Do you love's better than Goff right now? Because I can see Love having a better career.
I would say I'm predicting that in 2024... Love to me showed a lot in the Dallas game, in the San Francisco playoff game, where I'm like, wow, he might end up being kind of in that top five quarterback. I don't think Jared Goff can ever get there. Yeah, okay. I think that Jared Goff is in, I hate saying this, sorry Cowboy fans, I think he's in the Dak Prescott category.
Yep.
Where you're like, once you start paying him a S ton of money, you're in big trouble because they're not good enough to carry a team. So I lean towards no, that Green Bay can't, because the defense is better for Detroit. The weapons are better for Detroit. And I don't think Jordan Love is ready to go into Patrick Mahomes status. I don't think he ever will, by the way. But so that's why I lean that way.
I'm inclined to agree with y'all. All right. NFL overreaction or reality? Maybe it'll be before the season. Maybe it won't. But at some point, the Cowboys will make Dak Prescott the highest paid quarterback in the league?
My quick answer is yes. I don't, this is an easy decision for Jerry Jones. He does not make tough decisions. He makes tough decisions, but they're not football related.
Look, I listen to Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton. All right. I love
good
that show
today.
And Meat Church was on. And as Meat Church said, see you later. He said, the Dak Prescott contract is closer than it is far away. So I'm just going to go meet Church. He's at Dak's house all the time, cooking True. For him in the offensive line and Zeke. And so he's always doing stuff. So he's got to know something, right? He wouldn't just throw that out there for no reason. Or is it all hope from his heart? Is that all hope from his heart? I think that they will. And it's going to be a short-lived. It's going to be a short-lived highest paid quarterback in the NFL until the next one. And by the way, when I threw out the fluke thing about the Rangers, A, it was a joke, but at the same time.
Dude, what are you doing?
It's just a throwaway
just
joke.
Set it up.
For anybody that's texting and saying, hey, man, what are
They've
you doing?
They've had three comeback wins on this homestand, and you're going to so take much, a shot so at the good. Texas Rangers.
That was so much fun. We'll get to that later, but that was so
you know
much
what?
Fun
Because
last
you
night.
Said a throwaway joke, I got a throwaway overreaction to reality for you.
How dare you.
Spencer Rattler will eventually replace Derek Carr this season. Man, the disgusted look on my...
You don't like Spencer Rattler?
I think it's just because he's like, who the crap are we talking about?
Where's
that Garabito
face?
Or Chase Anderson? Like,
See that.
I don't care.
Wow. I think that's our first ever not yes or no overreaction or reality. I don't care.
At some point this season, you say?
Yes.
I'm curious on how long their head coach sticks around. Because if the Saints don't have a good season, and about halfway through, Dennis Allen's already in that area, right? He's already in that spot where they're like, man, we could get rid of this guy.
Sure.
And so if they're not having a good season and they cut bait with him, do they go to an interim head coach, or do they say, whoever this guy is going to be is going to be our next head coach too? And does he say, I'm connecting myself to that quarterback for the rest of my career here, or do I'm going with a younger player here and I can maybe get my own quarterback? So I think that's a very big possibility that it could happen. I'm also not a huge Carr fan anyway, so.
Now, Mike, I'm going to get you back on board with this next question, I hope. NFL overreaction or reality, Bijan Robinson will win Offensive Player of the Year. So check this out. Last year, he had more than 1,400 yards total offense, and that was with Desmond Ridder as his quarterback. And under
Three's company.
Yeah, it's John Ridder with a T. And Arthur Smith, who perpetually had stagnant offenses. This feels like I know the leading candidates, but this feels like a person who's ready to blow up.
Can I tell you, I'm shocked that he had that many yards. It felt like he was getting 10 carries a game.
So he had almost 500 yards receiving and then about 976 yards rushing. So total offense, he had more than 1,400 yards.
How many carries did he get per game?
Ooh, it was, the number was low, and people were complaining all season about how much they used him.
I think that he can be, I think he'll be in the top five in that category with a possibility of winning if they give him the ball about 20 carries a game.
12.6 carries per game.
You need to give him 6 to 7 more carries a game, and he can do this.
And about 4 receptions per game.
Okay.
So, yeah, Kevin, there were times last year, the reason I drafted him so high in my fantasy draft last year, because I was like, Arthur Smith loves to run the ball.
Sure.
However, Arthur Smith was like, hey, this Algier kid, I really like him around the goal line. And I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
There were times when Bijan made defensive players look foolish. There were also times where Arthur Smith said, I'm not running you one time today. You're not even getting on the field today. You're not getting any touches. I didn't understand exactly what that was. Like, what's the purpose of keeping your best player from touching the football? So I think
I'm with you.
I'm absolutely
on
the
fired.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did end up getting fired. So
I mean, look, he had to kind of,
it was on its way. But yeah, I feel like he has the talent to be that. He's in a backfield with Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins doesn't love being the center of attention, so he'd be happy to turn around and throw it to Bijan Robinson.
A significant upgrade over Ridder.
I'm asking you, Kevin, if they're both healthy, who's going to have a better year, Bijan Robinson or Saquon Barkley?
I think Bijan Robinson.
By a lot?
No, just because I do think fully healthy Saquon has a high ceiling. But at this point, man, I love Bijan Robinson. I know he's a Texas kid, but he's awesome.
Do you think Bijan is going to have a better year than Christian McCaffrey?
Whew, that is tough.
No, Just because,
like, those are the three running backs that can win offensive. Like,
hey, a quarterback is going to have the MVP, and McCaffrey has a better season. Doesn't he deserve offensive player of the year?
Yeah. I would put Bijan right behind.
So McCaffrey, Bijan, Barkley is the way you'd rank them?
I could see that. Because
you believe that McCaffrey will play 17 games.
Or at least 15. Let's go with that. Because he's got to, you got to get at least 14 or 15 in there.
Okay.
All 17? Whoa, I don't know about all that.
Why, Kevin?
Just because don't he already has a calf injury.
Don't do it. You know better.
In the preseason.
You know that family. They'll come after us.
Oh, no, I didn't say anything about, I don't want him to get hurt.
He's just trying.
I'm just concerned.
Yeah, he's battling through that injury, like you said.
NFL overreaction or reality, Kalen Carson or Jordan Lewis will make an early season impact for the Cowboys. Now, I asked you yesterday about Marshawn.
Because I know Cheryl Swoops would say definitely no to anybody who's close to
that. Is Caitlin Clark, not Kalen Carson. We will get back around to Caitlin Clark in a little bit. But Kalen Carson and or Jordan Lewis will make an early season impact for the Cowboys.
I think Kalen Carson, I'm kind of curious. I haven't seen how they're playing that. Is Carson on the outside?
Yep, I believe that is correct.
I think that he will. I think he'll make an impact pretty quickly. And what's interesting too is there was a fan that kept texting us and saying, "Why do y'all keep talking about Kalen Carson? He's going to sit the bench the entire season."
Whoops.
And look, you can change that just a little bit, and it's we kind of did say at some point injuries happen. It does.
And by the way, even if Deron Bland didn't get hurt, he was not going to sit the bench.
Yeah, he was gonna have opportunities. There are going to be plenty of opportunities for him. I think he stands a better chance to make an immediate impact, positively and negatively, because he is a rookie. A negative impact can come from it.
I think he's going to get picked on.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to get better as the year progresses. But I think, the Cleveland Browns, when they are putting together their game plan, which probably they already have, it's Wednesday.
I would think so.
That they are going to target him. So I will say that for Jordan Lewis, in a weird way, I think he's a solid player. I just think that the Browns, they're not going to pass the ball a ton. They're going to try to first see if they can establish tempo flow through the run game and see if the Cowboys actually are better at it. But then when they pass, I think they're going to try to pick on.
Do you remember when we had Amari Cooper lined up across from James Bradbury? When James Bradbury's rookie season, and nothing had even happened, and James Bradbury fell down before the snap, and Amari goes, "Are you okay?"
That's intimidation.
That's going
right
to happen
there.
At some point. Kalen Carson's going to be lined up across from Amari Cooper and be like, "Crap, I got to deal with this guy today. This isn't going to be fun." So get prepared for that one.
I also wonder, like, I definitely hear what y'all are saying, and Mike, I'm not disagreeing with you at all, but that also theoretically gives Carson more of an opportunity to make a positive impact. I realize how it could
go bad. I don't think he's going to have no impact. It's either going to be positive or negative to start the year where we're like, "Oh, crap."
And it could be both.
Picking on him.
It could be both.
Holy cow, I can't believe that, you know, you get to week three and they're still trying to pick on this kid because he's really doing a great job.
And a couple of things. I know people are bringing up Breece Hall as running back number three. I understand that. I know in fantasy drafts, because of what he can do, both rushing and receiving, that is a promising pick. And then somebody asked this. I didn't mean this to be a shot at Texas.
It sounded like one.
When I said I know Bijan is a Texas kid, I was throwing that out there because people think I'm biased against the University of Texas. So I'm saying that kid is flat out awesome. That man is flat out awesome.
I do want to point out, I didn't take part in the fantasy draft this year.
Why not?
I had my hands full with some kids. I woke up the next morning though, and I saw that I had Breece Hall, and then I also saw that I had B. Robinson, and I was like, "Holy crap! How did I get both Breece Hall and Bijan Robinson?" It was Brian Robinson for sure.
Fair,
for a moment, I was like, "I won this league, y'all already."
Well, speaking of that, what a great transition! You're a broadcasting expert.
Damn right.
Sometimes the way you phrase sentences about children makes me nervous, but
weird.
That was a damn fine transition right there.